Keep your eyes on the road. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, David Strayer, professor of psychology at the University of Utah, explores the rise of infotainment systems in our cars and their potential consequences on our driving.
Today, new cars come equipped with sophisticated graphical displays and voice command systems. Drivers can also connect their smartphone to their vehicle. These infotainment systems allow the driver to perform tasks unrelated to the safe operation of the vehicle. For example, motorists can send and receive voice-based text messages or interact with social media while driving. This entertains the driver rather than keeping their attention on the road. Voice-based systems were intended to keep the driver's eyes on the road and their hands on the wheel, but they are often very difficult to use and they are a significant source of driver distraction. In our on-road studies of drivers using voice-based technology, we found that the vast majority ended up being frustrated because the systems were complex and error-prone. And practice didn't eliminate the distractions. Systems that were hard to use at the outset were still difficult to use after extended practice. We also found a technology hangover of sorts that lasted for up to 27 seconds after drivers stopped making voice commands. At 25 miles per hour, a driver would cover the length of 3 football fields before regaining full attention. This suggests that drivers who start calls or send text messages at red lights will often be impaired when the light turns green and they proceed through the intersection. Just because these systems are in the car doesn't mean that it's a good idea to use them while driving. Far too many people are dying because of distractions on the roadway, and putting another source of distraction at the driver's fingertips is not a good idea. If you must use these systems, use them to support the main task of driving, like for navigation or to change the radio or temperature, and keep the interactions short.
That was David Strayer of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
What is so important that you have to say? It's not worth the life you are gonna change. Quit.